Notice you're playing Hinterland, and if I can be completely honest, I don't know if you've looked at that lineup, but that may be the best festival lineup this entire year.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the smaller, or, you know, not like the four or five biggest festivals, those kind of all end up with, like, pretty similar lineups usually. So, as far as the ones that we've, you know, participated in the last couple of years, it's usually been those sort of upstart or, like, you know, medium-sized festivals that have, like, a more unique lineup, you know? It's like a guy just going, like, well, here's what I like and booking it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than here's the, you know, same 10 bands that is going to headline every festival or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, one of them is pretty rad on that one.
Yeah. Look, I think you're on the same day as Band of Horses. You're playing on the Friday portion, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen Band of Horses for like 5 or 6 years, so that'll be pretty rad to get to check them out.
Is that the best part of getting... Is that the best part of getting into a festival with all these other bands and artists that you're always like a big fan of or, you know, been influenced by in your career, and then just to have that experience of the fan, but also as the colleague?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're out on, and you're full on in the middle of touring, you're on a record, it's sometimes hard to get out the door when you are home, as far as like when another band that you really like comes to your town or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, playing a festival is sort of like that rare opportunity where it's like, well, I'm here, you know, and they're playing, so I'm just going to go check it out, you know. But there's a few bands that I've seen that way that I'm glad I got to see them, but, you know, it's still not the same thing as seeing a band in a club doing, like, the whole night is about them. You know, festival experience is different than a regular concert, for sure. But still, that's probably my favorite part about being at a festival is getting to see other bands play.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of, you know, playing up in the clubs and getting into those smaller, more intimate venues, you got the show at the Castle Theater coming up on Friday night, and, you know, that's one of those classic Midwestern, used to be a movie theater and a live performance theater, and now it's a live music theater.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've played a few of those kind of converted, old, like, gilded, you know, theater thing that feels, like, inappropriately fancy for a band to be in, but it's always a good time, and, like, you know, a lot of those rooms are actually designed to sound good versus, you know, a lot of, like, clubs that were just built in the 80s or 90s or whatever, and it's kind of just a box that a stage got jammed into.
Right.
So, pretty fun to play the theater thing rather than sort of an acoustic nightmare.
Yeah, going back to the acoustics portion of it, do you prefer to record live shows in those places? Because, as you mentioned, they were built for stage productions. I mean, they were designed for people
right.
long before there was microphones, so that the actors right. and the performers could get their voice out into that crowd.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the room sounds great. Like, you walk on stage and you kind of just walk around playing an acoustic guitar, you know, like, setting up or whatever, and it's like, yeah, you feel like, you know, voice of God or something, kind of booms out, and it's pretty fun experience.
So after the gig go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious, so after the gig on Friday, you have a couple of off days until you play Indy on Monday. What's your favorite thing?
Yeah.
What's the crew's favorite thing to do when you're kind of on the road, but you don't have enough time to go home yet, but yet,
right.
you know, you need to kill some time? Do you look for, like, a special kind of dive restaurant to eat at, or what's your big fun part of hitting the road?
Yeah. It kind of depends on what part of the tour we're at, you know, and even what part of the country we're in, but probably, like, the easiest sort of totally just duck away kind of thing is, like, basically go do the, like, pay for one movie and stay in the theater all day. But, yeah, I mean, we all like to check out different restaurants, so we'll kind of hit up other friends that we have to travel a lot or whatever and kind of just, like, the normal scheduled tour, you don't really get to eat like a human a lot of times. It's kind of just like grabbing food and shoving it in your face and then eating stuff that's sort of in back in the green room. So kind of getting a chance to sit down and use a organize and, you know, think about what it is that you're eating rather than just, you know, getting your gut full is a true delight while on tour.
Do you have
that's probably the other thing is kind of trying to just find like whatever rad food option that might be in town.
Gotcha. Do you have any other hobbies you'd like to try and revisit or you know, keep up with when you're on the road? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, when you're not performing, you're still rehearsing and practicing and making little tweaks to the set list, et cetera. And it's, you know, it's work. You're on the road and you're working even when you're not performing. But are there any hobbies that you'd like to try and keep up with while you're on the road? And maybe when you get an off day, it's something you revisit or you're into a good book or maybe you're binge Netflixing or something?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of Netflix binging. That was definitely a major moment when the app allowed you to start downloading the shows and travel with them. But, there's definitely the shenanigans are, you know, somewhat limited to watching a movie, reading a book, or this last tour, I've kind of actually, you know, got a couple of, like, smaller little keyboards, so I've been messing around doing music in the van, but... as far as like getting to do hobby stuff, you know, there's been a few times where we head out on a tour and I'm like, okay, I'm really going to try to get out there and hang out and do stuff like whatever, like basically get the rock climbing. It's just like, there's just not that much time to break off and do whatever. You kind of get in a rhythm and you're sort of a part of a 5 or 7 person machinery and someone kind of taking off and doing something, you know, way outside of the lines, kind of, or the kink in the whole thing. So, probably a fairly boring answer. Yeah, we just watch a lot of movies and TV shows.
So, J. Roddy Walston and the business at the Castle Theater Friday night. Thanks so much for taking some time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.